Johnny always had an empty bunk or two, and if the natives would get caught in Central for like coming through, couldn't make it to Circle, they knew that they could always get a bunk at Johnny Lake's, and he would put them up for the night, give them beans. Stories told about one bean pot he had, and a mouse had gotten in it, but he just flicked it off and put it in the trash and
served
the beans, right. He told my kids the dishes were never a problem with him. He would eat all on the clean dishes, and then he turned them over and he had another set of clean dishes. And after that, he put some water in a big wash tub and let them soak for several weeks, and then he'd wash them up and he'd be ready again for... But it wasn't a big task for him to find a clean dish. He's a good man. But the story is, I think, probably true about the mouse in the dish, in the beans. I guess you know how Johnny Lake died. It was very, very cold out. And, of course, we lived right next door to Johnny Lake. And it was early in the morning. And evidently he put some kerosene on some coals. And that exploded. There was just enough coals there, which he didn't see, but he wanted to start a fire very quickly and get the old cabin warm. And evidently, because where we found his bones were up against the far wall, not near the stove where we found the kerosene can. And so he burned up with his cabin.